Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is now time to welcome Mpumelelo Zikalala, founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited. Mpumelelo, welcome.
Good afternoon to you, and also good afternoon to your listeners.
Thanks. Mpumelelo, it seems that Jacob Zuma has scored one win in that he's been granted leave to appeal to the Supreme Court of Appeals by the judge that oversaw his case unsuccessfully for him in the High Court. Can you tell us what the procedure is from here, and really, is he likely to see his day back in jail, or sooner rather than later?
The procedure from now on is that they are going to put together their appeal papers, in which they are going to highlight sectors or points in which they then feel that the then judge was mistaken, or when looking at the facts that are at hand, came to a wrong decision. And I think the one point in which they're going to highlight the most is this. They're going to say Mr. Arthur Fraser is the one who is supposed to take the decision of whether to release me or not. Whether he takes the correct or the incorrect decision shouldn't be my issue. I made an application, and my application was granted. The granting of my application or the withdrawal thereto cannot be prejudice me in any way, meaning you can't take me back to prison. You have to take into account the time that I've already spent. In amplification of that, now let's also remember that I'm also detained technically, meaning that I can't go to anywhere. I'd like to make the example of going to Dubai for 3 months. He can't go to Dubai for 3 months and say, I'm on vacation on this particular point, because at the end of the day, he's still detained. Any movement that he makes still has to be authorized by the National Services Department. So in that case, he's then going to say, yes, the decision to release me may have been wrong in terms of being on medical parole. However, I will not go back to jail physically, because already I was detained in a technical sense. If you want to punish me, let us look at whether I don't qualify for normal parole. If that's the case, let's continue with it, which is why the judge was emphasizing the point of Ubuntu, the point of being compassionate, and touching on his age when he was discussing his matter yesterday.
Yeah, I noticed that he commented a couple of times on his age and the comorbidities that he suffers from.
And definitely what he was doing in that sense was saying, maybe I may have been mistaken in arriving at the decision of saying that he must go back to jail. Hence why I'm saying this matter must go to the SCA. Maybe the SCA will come to a better conclusion with regards to that part of my judgment.
Mm.
But most importantly, I need the SCA to come to a definitive conclusion of saying, when do we say a person is terminally ill? What defines a person who is physically incapacitated? So that at the end of the day, we come to the end of this particular process, we'll bring it to finality. There are many other medical parole applications which are going to come on board, and we need to finality on this matter so that we don't find another matter in the near future in which this matter is going to be discussed.
Mm. And how many judges does he face or potentially face in the Supreme Court of Appeal in a matter like this?
Mm. He is facing any amount from 3 to 5. But I think in this case, due to the importance of the case, let's remove the person involved. We are dealing with the Bill of Rights. We are dealing with the protection of rights. You may see the full bench being secured in this case, meaning 5 judges are going to hear the matter. So that at the end of the day, if the matter were to move to the Constitutional Court, they've done all that they need to do in terms of critically analyzing the facts at hand, critically analyzing the law at hand, which in this case is the Correctional Services Act, and also the provisions in terms of our Bill of Rights. At the end of the day, they have to come up with the blueprint of saying, if we want to release someone on medical parole, what are the guidelines? What did the legislature intend when they were drafting this Correctional Services Act?
Mpumelelo Zikalala, thank you very much for your time and your expertise on this ongoing matter.
Thank you very much for having me.